never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
So I was talking to a guy last night. He said, "You are such a happy warrior, aren't you?" And I love that term. And somebody says, "You're a happy warrior." That's kind of cool. I'm a happy warrior for sure. I said, but I would like to. Could I be a Spartan instead? Because, I mean, come on. I mean, I know there's only 300 of them in the world, but man, they were cool. And they were happy about what they did, right? They did it with meaning, right? Are you a happy warrior? Are you? Let's try to be that today. Why not be positive, be upbeat, be optimistic? No matter what gets in there, when that guy, that girl, that person, that thing makes your day crap, just, I'll give you my super secret response to that, okay? Smile, cast a little love out their way, and then think behind the scenes, they're so cute. They have so much to learn. Oh, it's awesome when you think that way. Move on. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. It's like, check, that might be a little bit much there. Went a little too far. Scott, why can't you do the show? I really like NPR. It's the daily boost from motivationtomove.com. This is the Daily Boost. I can't do NPR. I'm sorry, guys. Do it like a crime drama. That would be cool. I don't even know how to do that. And good to have you. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Having as much fun as I can possibly have, living the best life I can possibly do. That includes you, because you are part of my mission. I'm sorry. Well, listen, you came and found me. You did. And you're like, what's this dude's mission? Don't blame me. You're the one that showed up for the podcast, okay? I did not make you listen to the podcast, but I know I got out of bed today thinking about you on a mission that I really am really not really sure why I do it. Can't explain it. I honestly can't. I can't explain why so many years ago I went from being a shock jock and a disc jockey to wanting to help people, wanting to move them in their life in a different direction. I can't explain why that ever happened. I still can't today. I have an idea where it comes from. But I don't know where it comes from. It's way above my pay grade. I have no idea. But I also don't know how you found me. I don't know why you found me. I don't know what you're thinking right now. Can't do anything about it either, can I? All I can do is meet you here. Let's take a couple steps down this path. See what happens. Maybe you come back tomorrow. If you do, awesome. I've got a free prize for you. No, I don't. It's a lie. I told you I'd be honest with you. Even if I lie to you. Remember Face Your Passion 2.0. That's not the name. That's just a name I'm using because I'm keeping it super secret because some of you guys are going to steal the name. Not you and not you and not you, but that guy over there. The competition. Yes, there's well, they think they're competition. I don't see competition. I need to see myself. I just compete against myself. That's it. That's it. That's all you can do. But if you're interested, when I put this, it's a massive program. It's an amazing coaching program. And it builds on the four pillars, I think, of life. Passion, purpose, meaning, and legacy. And it builds on that, shows you how to do that, shows you how to become aware of what drives you and how to implement it in your life. It's going to be awesome. I've spent years working on this, and I know I've been promising it for years. But it's in production, and it's getting close, and Nikki is pushing me really hard to get it done. She's helping me do this thing, and thank you, Nikki. If you'd like to get on the list so I can let you know when we start opening the doors, just go to faceyourpassion.com, enter your email address and your name. Put your real name in there. I don't need no John Doe's. There's enough John Doe's on my list, okay? Be a stand-up person. I'm not going to spam you. I'm going to improve your life. Is that negative? Is that negative to say it that way? Did you take it that way? Sometimes I'm really cognizant of the fact that it may sound negative, but at the same time, when we look at the enemies and the evil of the world, when we do that, we have to see it for what it is, because some things are not good. But that's a good thing. That's just an honest thing. That says, be honest with me. Just give me your name and I won't bother you. We're just going to give you some good stuff, okay? Dealio? Yeah, Dealio. Who says that still? Guys that are over 60, evidently. Well, today we're rolling through the shows week by week. Literally, there's 5 seconds between these shows. I end one show. I don't stop anything. I take a sip of coffee and I move on to the next show. We'll see what happens. The art of moving past frustration. When I started this program years ago, I think my first slogan was, it's all about moving. Do some now so you can do more later. Little did I know that was 20 years ago, that when I got 20 years older, moving is a pretty big thing when you're 20 years older. But also, the next phrase, slogan, came up, life begins when you move. And that was a pretty cool thing. We like that. And that's the whole take action principle. At about a day and a half after that, people said, yeah, Scott, I moved, and then everything fell apart. I said, okay, so evidently the new slogan is life gets in the way. So that's how it all began. And then the fourth slogan came up. What do? You stand up, you take a step, and repeat. You keep going until you create the life of your dreams. That is pretty much the history of what I've done. Now, there's a whole lot more there. That's the top four that are awesome. But the bottom line is life will get in the way, right? And when life gets in the way, how do you feel? Icky. Yuck. Think about it for a second. When life gets in the way of what you want or what you thought was going to happen, when things don't go the way you thought they would be, how do you feel about that? Probably frustrated. I know I do. Why'd you do that? You stopped me. I wanted this. I hate to be told no. I hate the word no. I really genuinely do. I just don't like no. When somebody tells me no, I used to not like the person who told me no. Now I said, no, that's not the case. They're just off their path. They're not as wise as I am. I just don't like the fact they said no to me. So some way I find a way to turn no into yes. Frustration does that. Years ago, Tony Robbins said, if you're feeling frustrated, get excited. I said, what the hell are you talking about, Mr. Tony? If you're feeling frustrated, get excited and make your move. Come on, let's walk across the fire. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
He said you're getting closer to what you want. That's true. The bigger the goal you make, the more change you want to make, the more you want to rock the status quo, the more you want to move away from what everybody else is doing, what they think is what you should be doing, the more the blocks are going to come up, the more the lack of knowledge is going to come up. You're going to realize you don't have the mastery over the skill set you need to get there. You realize you don't have the perseverance and the motivation you need to get where you thought you wanted to go. You just might be too early in the journey. It's okay. You're still going to get there. I promise you, once you get there, there's another there to go to. You're not the person today that you will be tomorrow. And whatever frustrations you have today, when I get through this, I won't be frustrated anymore. Yes, you will. Next year, you have another goal, another dream, something else you need to have happen. You'll be frustrated again. It's a way of life. I'm not going to say get excited about it. I say get even. Why not? Not come on, frustration. Let's go. How do you feel about that? You know, sometimes the personal growth stuff, where they say, get excited about being frustrated. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Let me think about that there. Can I actually get excited about being frustrated? And when I see somebody who's excited about being frustrated, I sometimes don't trust them. When I see somebody who's frustrated, honestly frustrated, expresses a frustration and says, okay, let's get on it and fix it. That's not excitement. That's determination. I like that. But that's me. Take it for what you want. You don't have to listen to me. Remember, you found me. I didn't find you. I used to get frustrated by the way, but something changed. See, I learned that getting blocked is going to be an everyday occurrence. It's going to happen. Sometimes after 9 or 10 hours in bed, catching up for the sleep I thought I needed, I woke up more tired than I was yesterday when I had no sleep and I couldn't get anything done after 10 hours. What? I got blocked by something every single this morning. I had a goal to floss my teeth 5 days a week. I got out of bed and we had run out of floss. I can't blame my wife because she flosses one day a week. I tell her not to, but she didn't know we're running out of floss. I could only blame myself. I didn't double check, but how can you check that you're out of floss until you pull the thing and you run out of floss? Oh my God, I was blocked from my goal. Bigger the goals, the more blocks arrive constantly. I cannot tell you some of the stuff that I go through constantly. It's just how it is. I could live with endless frustrations or find a better way. It came down to this. So when I look at blocks in my life that frustrate me, one of the things I do these days is I just realize it has nothing to do with who I am. I am who I am at a soulful core level. I am who I am. They could be self-inflicted. They could be caused by others. Still have nothing to do with me. They have nothing to do with who I am on the inside. Not a darn thing. I may have caused it, but it's still not who I am. It just happens. And that was a pretty easy way for me to begin to look at this when things happened that I didn't like. And make no mistake, I don't like it any more than anybody else does. And sometimes it takes a whole lot of wisdom. It takes a whole lot of discipline. And sometimes you just got to humble yourself to say, yeah, okay. This little frustration has nothing to do with who I am on the inside. It's just caused by me being alive. I do want to be alive. So I guess I'm going to be frustrated from time to time. If you want something, there is always a way to get it. Always, always, always. You might not need it. It might not be the best way to go today. It might be the best way to go today. I don't know. It may not be a comfortable path to go down, or it may be a wonderful path to go down. And the big one, your ego may get in the way of getting it, or your ego may drive you in a direction you're not supposed to go. It may scare you. It doesn't matter. You are who you are. If you're breathing, you're going to get frustrated sometimes. What do you mean by that, Scott? Man, I can remember right now breathing, having a cold, and I couldn't breathe. I'm like, frustrated how bad I feel. I wish I could feel better. You will. Give it 7 days to a week. You'll be fine. Blocks have nothing to do with who you are. Who you are doesn't change based on what happens around you. If you want something, there's always a way to get it, no matter what gets in your way, no matter what blocks you. So the next time frustration gets in your way, blow it off. Keep on moving and always find a way to get back to who you are on the inside. The more you work on that person at the core of who you are, which is what we're doing on this new program I have coming, the more you get solid who you are on the inside, the more you'll walk a peaceful path. The more nothing will bother you. Just get up and you'll toil every single day until you get what you want. The more discipline you get, the more action you take, the more frustration you get, the more you get what you want. Come see me at the Facebook page. That's where I am there. Most days, if you will tag me, I will be there for you. I'll come respond to you and have a conversation with you. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. It's for cool people or those who want to be cool. It's up to you. We accept everybody. Come and say hi.
Keep moving.
Gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving.
Gotta get